Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Life Transforming Advice Share number 4 in regards to Simcha, happiness. The Ali Shur brings down in page 190 that people want others to smile, to show signs of happiness when one addresses them. And you have the ability to do that, to serve as a sun that shines to everyone with whom you connect with on a daily basis. Even a tiny infant, a baby, can differentiate between a face that's shining and smiling to one that expresses depression and resentment. They sense it. You smile at an infant, it'll usually smile back at you. The child will smile back at you. And what is more healthy for the child? The food he eats or the expression of love you show him? And a child who lacks a friendly smile is like a plant missing sunlight. And Bein Ishla Ishtai as well, in a marriage, one needs to remember that as well. You become a sun that shines on your husband and your wife. You nurture them. You nurture them with your smiles. You nurture them with a savor panim yafais, emotionally connecting, physically connected, in a healthy way. And Solanta used to talk about this a lot, because in those days they took Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur with extreme seriousness, with a Cheshbon HaNefesh, the month of Elul as well. And Rosh Solanta used to stress that even if some people are very serious, they need to walk around with smiles and be pleasant with each other. He brings down that Rabbi Oshri, was a Rav, and he lived in the Kovna ghetto during the time the Nazis put them in the ghetto. And there was a Yid there, Rabbi Saul Yaakov Lubachansky, I think his name is. And he saw he was always besimcha. So Ephraim Oshri asked him, how could you be so besimcha, so happy, when the situation is really very grim? And he said, Rabbi Lubachansky said, that by nature I'm easily frightened, but I realize, why should people suffer because of my fears? So I try to remove the signs of fear, so I shouldn't cause anyone else to be afraid. And this is a big avaida. Sometimes you need, if someone's fearful, he talks to Hashem, lets it out to Hashem, and asks him to help him. And towards others, you try your best to have a positive framework and a positive mindset and smiles to encourage others. And Lkutei Eitzes, which is from the teachings of Nachman Breslov, brings down that when you are happy, you can cheer up other people. And that's a tremendous act of chesed. Why? Because someone that has simcha, someone that has joy, spreads his positive feelings to others. Chaim Shmulevitz, when he married off his youngest child, he called over a Talmud, one of his older Talmidim, who was struggling with a shidduch. And Chaim Shmulevitz told him, I have tremendous simcha today because I'm marrying off my youngest child, but I had you in mind. I'm thinking of you, and this is who I want to help. And he gave him advice and gave him chizik. Someone's not happy, he'll tend to become angry with other people. So you have to be very careful about that. As it says in the Pelayoy, it's in the category that talks about atzvus. Another thing the Baal Shem Tov said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us into this world to do a mission, our tafkid in life. And what Hashem wants us to do is to accomplish our tafkid with a simcha. Because when you're sad, it's like you're not willing to do your part in carrying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. This is a real big yesod. The idea of recognizing that a person has meaning in their life, that they have value, they have a purpose, should infuse them with simcha. Hashem has interest in you. He wants you to accomplish and bring out your best potential. This should fill you with simcha, and in turn, that simcha should fuel that drive to accomplish what Hashem wants you to accomplish with the gifts that Hashem has given you. Another thing that's brought down in Rabbi Oyer Yol, which is Rabbi Yehuda Lev Chassman Sefer, Chela Gimel, page 85, that he says there, that if you follow the Torah's dictates to be happy with all the good that Hashem gives you, it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Why is it a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Because people will see how fortunate people who keep Torah and mitzvahs are. Because when a Torah observer is depressed and always complains about what they're missing and what's wrong with his life, it causes others to look down and say, why should I be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs when I see the people that are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs are down, depressed, and negative? That's a Chilul Hashem. And that lack of happiness is a root of the Teichecha. It says at the end of the Teichecha in Parshas Kisavai, Tachas Asher Lo Yavadeta Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha. And people always wonder, why is that such a crime? You're doing mitzvahs, but it's not B'Simcha, and all these Teichecha come. And the answer is because that lack of Simcha, the root, the Shirish of it, is a lack of Akaras HaTov. Because if you have that gratitude, then you serve Hashem with joy and a good heart, and more so, it creates a Chilul Hashem. So Hashem is makbid on that Chilul Hashem that you caused by not being happy, by being down, by being complaining when people say, oh, is that what a religious Jew looks like? And they're going to turn away from that. And we can't let that happen. That's why we need to work very hard on developing our inner true Simcha. Also, another thing that's a real help with Simcha to recognize that Tainug, enjoying even physical pleasures, a tzaddik, a person who has Simcha, he could enjoy smaller amounts of food, but he has such hana from it. He looks like he's a gargaron, he looks like he's a glutton, but he's not. All he's doing is he's enjoying what he has. It's not hedonistic, it's not like the Greek concept of pleasure. They are so besimcha on the awareness that Hashem gave them that toiv to that he gave to the person. And he takes pleasure in becoming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this benefits him both physically, both spiritually. You have, Rav Avigdor Miller used to talk about it a lot, how he enjoyed an apple, enjoyed a peach, enjoyed his taste buds weren't killed by sugars. He stayed away from that. And the enjoyment physically that he had from eating a juicy apple or whatever it is created such a tainug in him. That tainug is a mitzvah. Is a chelik of a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Because you are getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result. Chaim Volozhin says that when you feel simcha, you'll be able to gain more from 1 hour of Torah study, more than many hours of studying if you are sad. This is brought down in Ruach Chaim, in Avos Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. The Arches Tzadikim says that if a person gets all that he desires, and then nothing will cause him to sadness to befall him, and he'll be happy, and it seems like it's not shaykh to reach that, but if you try to hold back from desiring what's beyond your reach, to keep your desires simple and basic, then you will be able to meet that requirement, and anything extra will increase your happiness. Nothing to lose. This is the biggest side in general that people give advice when it comes to Simchas HaChayim, to be Sameach Bechelkai, to be happy with your lot, is that you drop unhealthy expectations. You have the drive to accomplish, yes, and to strive, but not to be result oriented, not to make your happiness or sadness dependent on outcomes you cannot control or external outcomes, which is an avoida. It takes some work, not allow, for example, certain events to cause you sadness. And this perspective, the day-to-day perspective of being besimcha, appreciating what you have, will help you do this. But bringing us back to one point we mentioned, there were many very, very important points in this year, but one idea is to take with you is the concept of Hashem wants you to be besimcha because you can bring out your best potential when you're feeling that joy, when you're feeling that happiness, and when you have that meaning in your life of wanting to accomplish the best, be the best version of what you can be. That fuels you to simcha, and simcha fuels you to become that person that you were meant to be. Bracha natzlacha.